Sec 1108, Southwest Border Region Prosecution Initiative, a reimbursement to state and local prosecutors for federally initiated criminal cases. The Attorney General shall reimburse state, county, tribal, and municipal governments for costs associated with the prosecution, pretrial services and detention, clerical support, and public defender services associated with the prosecution of federally initiated immigration-related criminal cases declined by local offices of the United States Attorneys. The exception reimbursement under subsection A shall not be available at the discretion of the Attorney General if the Attorney General determines that there is reason to believe that the jurisdiction seeking reimbursement has engaged in unlawful conduct in connection with immigration-related apprehensions. See authorization of appropriations. There is authorized to be appropriated such sums as may be necessary to carry out subsection A during fiscal years 2014 through 2018. Sec 1109, Interagency Collaboration. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Research and Engineering shall collaborate with the Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Science and Technology to identify equipment and technology used by the Department of Defense that could be used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to improve the security of the southern border by 1. Detecting border tunnels, 2. Detecting the use of ultralight aircraft, 3. Enhancing wide aerial surveillance, and 4. Otherwise improving the enforcement of such border. Sec 1110, State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. SCOP reauthorization section 241(i)(5)(c)(8) U.S.C. 1231(i)(5) is amended by striking 2011. And inserting 2015. P. SCOP assistance for states. 1. Assistance for states incarcerating undocumented aliens charged with certain crimes. Section 241(i)(3)(8) U.S.C. 1231(i)(3)(8) is amended by inserting charged with or before convicted. 2. Assistance for states incarcerating unverified aliens. Section 241(i)(8) U.S.C. 1231(i) as amended by subsection A is further amended. By redesignating paragraphs 4, 5, and 6 as paragraphs 5, 6, and 7 respectively. B. In paragraph 7 as so redesignated by striking 5 and inserting 6. And C. By adding after paragraph 3 the following. 4. In the case of an alien whose immigration status is unable to be verified by the Secretary of Homeland Security and who would otherwise be an undocumented criminal alien if the alien is unlawfully present in the United States, the Attorney General shall compensate the state or political subdivision of the state for incarceration of the alien consistent with subsection I. Sec 1111. Use of force, not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary, in consultation with the Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, shall issue policies governing the use of force by all department personnel that 1. Require all department personnel to report each use of force, and 2. Establish procedures for accepting and investigating complaints regarding the use of force by department personnel. B. Disciplining department personnel who violate any law or department policy relating to the use of force, and C. Reviewing all uses of force by department personnel to determine whether the use of force I complied with department policy, or A. Demonstrates a need for changes in policy, training, or equipment. Sec 1112, Training for Border Security and Immigration Enforcement Officers. In general, the Secretary shall ensure that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Officers, U.S. Border Patrol Agents, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Officers and Agents, United States Air and Marine Division Agents, and Agriculture Specialists stationed within 100 miles of any land or marine border of the United States or at any United States port of entry receive appropriate training, which shall be prepared in collaboration with Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice in 1. Identifying and detecting fraudulent travel documents. 2. Civil constitutional human and privacy rights of individuals. 3. The scope of enforcement authorities, including interrogations, stop searches, seizures, arrests, and detentions. 4. The use of force policies issued by the Secretary pursuant to Section 1111. 5. Immigration laws, including screening, identifying, and addressing vulnerable populations, such as children, victims of crime and human trafficking, and individuals fleeing persecution or torture. 6. Social and cultural sensitivity to our border communities. 7. The impact of border operations on communities. And 8. Any particular environmental concerns in a particular area. B. Training for border community liaison officers. The Secretary shall ensure that border communities liaison officers in border patrol sectors along the international borders between the United States and Mexico and between the United States and Canada receive training to better 1. Act as a liaison between border communities and the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties of the Department and the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. 2. Foster and institutionalize consultation with border communities. 3. Consult with border communities on department programs, policies, strategies, and directives. And FAR received department performance assessments from border communities. See humane conditions of confinement for children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody not later than 90 days after the date of enactment of this act. The Secretary shall establish standards to ensure that children in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection 1. Are afforded adequate medical and mental health care, including emergency medical and mental health care when necessary. 2. Receive adequate nutrition. 3. Are provided with climate-appropriate clothing, footwear, and bedding. 4. Have basic personal hygiene and sanitary products. And 5. Are permitted to make supervised phone calls to family members. Set 1113. Department of Homeland Security Border Oversight Task Force. Establishment. 1. In general, there is established an independent task force, which shall be known as the Department of Homeland Security Border Oversight Task Force, referred to in this section as the DHS Task Force. 2. Duties. The DHS Task Force shall review and make recommendations regarding immigration and border enforcement policies, strategies, and programs that take into consideration their impact on border and tribal communities. B. Recommend ways in which the border communities liaison offices can strengthen relations and collaboration between communities in the border regions and the Department of Justice, and other federal agencies that carry out such policies, strategies, and programs. C. Evaluate how the policies, strategies, and programs of federal agencies operating along the international borders between the United States and Mexico and between the United States and Canada protect the due process, civil, and human rights of border residents, visitors, and migrants at and near such borders. And D. Evaluate and make recommendations regarding the training of border enforcement personnel described in Section 1112. 3. Membership. In general, the DHS Task Force shall be composed of 33 members appointed by the President who have expertise in migration, local crime indices, civil and human rights, community relations, cross-border trade and commerce, quality of life indicators, or other pertinent experience, of whom I 14 members shall be from the northern border region and shall include I 2 local government elected officials, II 2 local law enforcement officials, III 2 tribal government officials, IV 2 civil rights advocates, V 1 business representative, VI 1 higher education representative, VII 1 private landowner representative, VIII 1 representative of the faith community, and IX 2 representatives of U.S. Border Patrol, and A 19 members shall be from the southern border region and include I 3 local government elected officials, II 3 local law enforcement officials, III 2 tribal government officials, IV 3 civil rights advocates, V 2 business representatives, VI 1 higher education representative, VII 2 private landowner representatives, VIII 1 representative of the faith community, and IX 2 representatives of U.S. Border Patrol. The term of service members of the task force shall be appointed for the shorter of I 3 years, or A. The life of the DHS Task Force. C. Chair, Vice Chair. The members of the DHS Task Force shall elect a chair and a vice chair from among its members who shall serve in such capacities for the life of the DHS Task Force or until removed by the majority vote of at least 16 members. The operations. 1. Hearings. The DHS Task Force may, for the purpose of carrying out its duties, hold hearings, sit and act, take testimony, receive evidence, and administer oaths. 2. Recommendations. The DHS Task Force may make findings or recommendations to the Secretary related to the duties described in subsection A2. 3. Response not later than 180 days after receiving the findings and recommendations from the DHS Task Force. Under paragraph 2, the Secretary shall issue a response that describes how the Department has addressed or will address such findings and recommendations. If the Secretary disagrees with any finding of the DHS Task Force, the Secretary shall provide an explanation for the disagreement. 4. Information from federal agencies. The Chair or 16 members of the DHS Task Force may request statistics relating to the duties described in subsection A2 directly from any federal agency, which shall, to the extent authorized by law, furnish such information, suggestions, estimates, and statistics directly to the DHS Task Force. 5. Compensation. Members of the DHS Task Force shall serve without pay, but shall be reimbursed for reasonable travel and subsistence expenses incurred in the performance of their duties. C. Report not later than 2 years after its first meeting. The DHS Task Force shall submit a final report to the President, Congress, and the Secretary that contains 1. Findings with respect to the duties of the DHS Task Force, and 2. Recommendations regarding border and immigration enforcement policies, strategies, and programs, including a recommendation as to whether the DHS Task Force should continue to operate, and B. A description of any duties for which the DHS Task Force should be responsible after the termination date described in subsection E. T. Authorization of appropriations. There are authorized to be appropriated such sums as may be necessary to carry out this section for each of the fiscal years 2014 through 2017. The sunset. The DHS Task Force shall terminate operations 60 days after the date on which the DHS Task Force submits a report described in subsection C.